Hello, and here are Sunbury's news headlines for week ending Friday, April 19, 2024, from sunburylife.au. My name is Steve Hart. A request by Sunbury councillor Trevor Dance that Hume City Council publish a line-by-line list of its income and expenditure was sunk by just one vote at this week's meeting of the full council. His motion was lost 6-5. It's the second time the councillor has been defeated in this request. Councillors argue that publishing too much information will lead to too many questions about where ratepayers' money is spent. Thousands of concertgoers rocked away the day at Sunbury 24 on Saturday 13 April, and there's already talk of another major event for the town in 2026, based on Hume City Council's Harvest Festival format, last seen in 2022. Sunbury councillor Jarrah Bell said the pop festival, with its nod to the iconic rock festivals of the 1970s, had been a long time coming. It's almost a year since Sunbury MP Josh Bull announced the opening of a new TAFE facility in the town. This week, the State Minister for Skills and TAFE, Gail Tierney, said the Bendigo Kangan Institute will provide the facility, but couldn't say when it will open or where it will be located. And finally this week, among the questions put to Hume City Council by ratepayers during public question time on Monday, April 15, included one about Sunbury's out-of-order public toilets, a request for sunshades at the town's children's playgrounds, and a question about our aquatic centre. Find out how the council answered at sunburylife.au. And that's your news for this week. Keep up to date at sunburylife.au for local news and events. And if you have news to share, then do let us know. Because if it matters to Sunbury, it matters to us.